story, you know. Feelings is what makes us alive, I wrote in my book. And then some, we can show this here, that there, we show the Advaitins, the Mayavadis, the impersonalists. You know, it doesn't have to be on the, some philosophical thing, but just people who are like that, who think that spiritual life and all that is about mukti, is about shutting down feelings, shutting down your thoughts and your imagination, and all of that is just the mind. Shut down the mind. And you do that by just, you know, some took that into this Krishna movement, and you do it by simply serving, working, working, working. Don't think, just work, work, work. So we see this, these two tracks, or two kinds of people there. This is in the story, put it there somehow. You know, you have this darkish, impersonalistic, hard-faced, or not necessarily hard-faced, but neutral. You know, someone who is just not here. And then that person is, you know, such persons are there, and they're trying, you know, maybe there's someone who leads them, and others are just looking the same. But they have the ones dancing and chanting and being, you know, nicely dressed and friends and couples, children. Because the bhakti path is that, it's full of life and feelings and joy and beauty and all of that. Love expressed, not just as some philosophical tenet. So we show those two. But how then that impersonalist notion or mood crept in, and tends to do that because India, and you're trying to establish and have established a significant spiritual movement with contacts, you know, up in the higher levels of society, where all these gurus and brahmins and sadhus are, who almost all of them are like that. The impersonalist. But not only that, it became a social thing, so some of them are just like, it's their job. But we show that then, and I could look at it historically, and probably it would be an accurate analysis, that you had these Western disciples of Prabhupada, and they came to the, and they came to India, and they became influenced by these. In any case, not necessarily then by adapting some philosophy, but by that, you know, austere mood and that, yeah. Because the swamis up there, they are the leaders of their society, they're the Indian society still, they have a very important leading intellectual, whatever, spiritual positions. They are like that. So we have these young sannyasis who start to mingle with them, and you know, they become like that, and they're a bit macho also. You know, Americans, we're going to do it better than them. We are great. So it becomes very extra turbo austere, and thus impersonal behavior, because I'm not supposed to be friends with you, to have friends. My old friends, they're not my friends. My family is not my family anymore. This is all Maya. Don't think, don't feel, just this sublime love for the Supreme, which then becomes a philosophical idea you speak about in class, and maybe try to emulate in kirtans, things like that. But again, even it's there, and I mean, I was there in that. That you were afraid of showing feelings in kirtan, feelings for God, because some they were imitating the sadhyas, were imitating. So then that also became a reaction against that. So you stand there stern looking in front of the altar, say your prayer of more service or whatever, and that's what bhakti has become. But then along that, you know, then again you have the, maybe you can have in the temple room like one of those stern sannyasis stand there in front, just me and the, you know, there's absolute truth and personified absolute truth here on the altar. And then there's a kirtan going on, and further back in the room, and maybe that's a good kirtan. And you have ladies and men and children, and just they got into it and just having fun. Simple people like that. And guests, you know, they're not all of them are in sari and dhoti and all that. But you can see that they like it, and they are smiling for real, and they're just, you know, this is fun. Dancing and chanting, and yeah, it's beautiful, and beautiful people. And and he, the guy there in front, this serious man, he finds them a bit disturbing even. And, you know, the aspiring devotees. And after the kirtan, they walk up to that throne there, the Vyasa-san, and say serious mantras and speak serious words. And we can show this in these little different scenes.